Barry O'Brien on 9-0.
Barry? Hi, Mr. President. The Wilbur Mills situation has deteriorated.
Mm-hmm.
I would say at this moment, totally. I had Celebrez and Cohen over here early this afternoon. Mills killed a couple of hours in the committee this morning, but there was no action. He talked to Cohen following that and feels that he just can't put this thing together. He's suggesting why not vote out just a Social Security bill in the morning. He's going to have the final markup and with an increase in benefits that he wouldn't ask for any vote on Kerr Mills and kind of put that over to next year, and that he can either vote Medicare, and which we'd lose, or perhaps he could skip that vote entirely. And why didn't we try to do something over on the Senate side with the Social Security bill when it went over there, to attach Medicare to it? And at that point, conceivably, something could happen in conference and what have you. Now, I asked them just what they both felt that short of a conversation again between you and Mills, that there wasn't anything that could happen tomorrow morning except to lose this thing totally, that the best that would happen is that they not take a formal vote. It would require, that will require talking to Gene Keogh and others to keep them away from demanding a formal vote, because Keogh has been raising hell with Mills on inaction as it is. The whole thing is at a point where I think there has to be another conversation of some sort. Very frankly, I don't have the handle. I know I'm sort of just dumping a problem in your lap without the answers to it, but I think that perhaps what we ought to do is suggest to Mills, which I can do, that perhaps he could postpone tomorrow morning's meeting until Wednesday, that we talk the leadership further in the morning, that we conceivably even have Mills at the leadership breakfast, if you think that's worth a damn, or we arrange for a conversation in the morning with Mills down here. That might lead Mills, it could be presented to Mills of, hell, Wilbur, apparently you're out of steam because you feel you don't have the votes, and you're talking about Watts and Herlong, and apparently you're right, you don't have them. What do you think about having the Democratic members of the committee get together in one group and let us, you and I, Wilbur, put the pitch on them to come out of here with some piece of this bill? Now, we can do that, or just try to avoid a vote in the committee and let them just vote the Social Security aspect of this out, and concentrate our efforts on the Senate side, with Mills feeling that conceivably he could be of help. Now, it's a reverse situation. It isn't so much he would be as of help, but he would be in good shape with the AMA if he could convince the AMA that something strong was going to come out of conference, and therefore he would be the mediator cutting back and helping them to avoid having them have a debacle in conference. The whole thing, therefore, adds up to a pretty dismal situation as of this moment, and I thought I should, number one, report it to you. I'm sorry that I don't have specific suggestions that would be meaningful at this point and the corrective end of it, but I did want you, if you would, advise me on just what you think of this, we could possibly do at this point.
I guess best thing is just to let him go on and vote out Social Security and pass it in the House and see if we can add the other on in the Senate.
Yeah, that may be the answer. If we can avoid an up or down vote on Medicare in that committee, which, you know, will take some, we'll have to be awfully careful of that, that we don't get caught in a crack where they're saying, well, the White House, you know, just succumbed. I don't know. But anyway, that's one possibility. I don't know whether it's worthwhile. I suppose there's nothing to be lost in a way. If I could call them and say, in view of all this, Wilbur, I don't think your committee should meet in the morning. We ought to wait another day. And these labor fellows are on to this. See, B. Miller called and left a message here that apparently all hell had broken loose and things had fallen apart in the Ways and Means Committee, and just what were we going to do about it, that type of message. I didn't talk to him because I anticipated that's just what the hell he was calling about. He's always hopeful that way, you know, to tell you how bad things are without any answers. But I did want to alert you to it. I am inclined at this point to ask Mills if he would consider not having the committee meet in the morning and to try and grab another 24 hours here in the hope that maybe we lightning strike somewhere. I just don't know where it will strike, and it'd have to be a miracle at this point to pull something off. And then if we can't find anything in 24 hours, try to work out an agreement with him during that period so that he would ensure that no vote would be taken on this, no formal vote in the committee, and that he would have no formal vote on Kerr Mills, and go with Social Security, and we'll try it. Now, I don't know whether it's worth getting into that involvement or whether I should just go straight and say, Wilbur, how about just skipping the vote in the morning? I just don't know what 24 hours is going to bring us. It's like everything else. You play for time, I suppose.
Well, I don't either. I don't see much to be gained by the 24 hours. You think, though, if you don't have 24 hours, they'll vote on Medicare and the committee, and you get beat, and then that'll be against you.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, can't you ask him if he can keep them from voting, or you have to get your Democrats to do that?
Well, I'll have to, I think that I could ask him, and he would say, well, sure, I'll be willing to cooperate with you, but it'll be up to you to hold off the Cease Kings and the Al Olmas and the Gene Keels and so forth, which we can start working on. But, you know, as I say, what the hell, we may have to do that anyway and just take the chance that people don't misinterpret it and say, well, what the hell, these fellows succumb to Mills. In addition to that, they screw around advising ardent supporters of this thing to lay off. I don't know, it's a little tricky, and I don't want to, I'm not throwing it in your lap, I just want to advise you that, you know, things are in a lousy state at the moment, and I don't have an answer to a damn thing. Celebreeze and Cohen didn't have any answers either. I think maybe the next step is that why don't I start talking to Mills, at least open up conversation. It's 5:15 tonight, and we have the rest of the night and until 10 o'clock in the morning before that committee is actually called. He, on many occasions in the past, has knocked off committee meetings a few minutes before their schedule starts, so that he has announced in the press that the vote will be taken in the morning on this Medicare.
Well, why don't you talk to Keel or your best friend on the committee and try to avoid a vote if you can, and if you can't, then ask Wilbur to give you another day so you can try to tell him what you're trying to do. And you, did he give you any encouragement that you could add it on in the Senate?
Well, no, not particularly. He's just saying, well, you must have the votes to add it on in the Senate, and I'm sure that we do. Of course, what the hell... well, we can do it. We've lost. We can't count on Engel, and of course, Teddy Kennedy will not be voting anymore this year, so that's two votes that you have to worry about. I don't see daylight where Mills is suggesting that he will be helpful in the conference, assuming that you tack it on the Senate and you are at conference. If Mills would say, well, hell, in conference, I will play ball totally. To get a good piece of this thing accepted and run it through the House, that's one thing. But he's, I'm afraid what he's getting at is that his role would be that at the point of conference, if we could convince or become convincing that this thing was in the process of full settlement in our way, that then Mills moves in on behalf of the AMA, and he's the guy cutting back. And he's a hero with the AMA, and at the same time, he's indicating, of course, that he's a big help to us. It's a pretty tricky operation. You know, it's just, I don't know. But anyway, why don't I not burden you further at this point? Let me get a feel of it with him and just see what in God's name we might come up with during the evening. I just don't know at this point what in the hell we can do. So that's one matter, and just so I can always be giving you... good news. I might as well give you the other piece of relatively bad news, and that is that Mahon is insisting that you talk to Natcher directly to emphasize to him.
I tried to get him, but his office says he's not there, and they don't expect him.
Well, that's the word we got on him, and I thought maybe it was just plain ducking. But Henry Natcher, where the hell is he? The speaker indicated me. He talked to him this morning. Is he in town? Is he in? Yeah. Henry said that he's convinced he's in town, he's not in his office, that he's holed out somewhere.
George Mahon wanted me to talk to Montoya and Flint and the third one, I forgot, Natcher.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd try to. Walter's already talked to him once. Do you think you ought to talk to him?
Yeah, well, I think this, that I think... the key call is, at this point, is
Natcher.
Natcher. And hell, if there's some reasonable
break. I should try to get him in home?
Yeah. I would just have the board. I'll tell the board to find Natcher for you.
All right, I've got... Okay.
All right.